Hi, and welcome to this mini episode of Whiskey, Wine, and Moonshine. I am one of your co-hostesses, Miss Think Pretty Smart. I know that we did say we're going to be out for a while, or basically retooling, but we did get some listener feedback that I wanted to address. To be clear, I meant to do this last week, but I had the flu. So without further ado, I'll go ahead and read the letter. It comes from KW, and the subject line is Mother's Day. It starts, "I'm speaking as a Black man on this topic, so my view might be shaded. I don't think Mother's Day should be limited to just the biological mothers. I feel teachers, aunties, stepmoms, neighbors, I'm 45, so in my day, our neighbors also helped from sleepovers, cookouts, etc., as my mom did for others. I have sisters who dated men for years but never married, but helped raise their boyfriend's child or children. Because the relationship didn't always work doesn't mean they weren't holding it down while dating that man. I love my mother, who's 81, but I've lived enough to see mothers come in many variations. Thoughts? I've listened to your podcast for almost a year now and love to hear your topics and perspectives." Okay, so I'm going to be honest with you, Mr. KW. When you started it off with, "I'm speaking as a Black man," I just prepared for some type of hotep fuckery. So I'd like to say thank you for not following with what I expected. I understand where you're coming from. I received a Mother's Day card and some candy from a coworker and his wife. They gave it to all of the women, and they themselves aren't parents. So maybe that's why they decided to extend that Mother's Day wish to those of us who don't have children. I certainly did appreciate it, but I don't think it's necessary. Everybody has their day, and Mother's Day is not my day because I don't consider myself a mother. Now, like I said, I certainly do appreciate if someone thinks of me, but if someone knows me and wishes me happy Mother's Day, they're doing a couple of things. They're assuming that I am acting in that mothering role for some child somewhere. Maybe I'm not. And quite frankly, I really kind of don't. Maybe a distant auntie, a cool distant auntie, maybe, but not an actual mother figure. The other thing I don't think people necessarily consider, especially as we get on an age, is that when you wish happy Mother's Day to a woman who does not have children, you may be wishing it to a woman who wishes she did have children, who can't have children, who's had miscarriages and that kind of stuff. So I appreciate any wishes that I get. But from my perspective, I'm always cautious about that because I've had a good number of friends who have had difficulty conceiving. And I don't think that's something that a lot of people just consider going about their day. And like I said, because of my friends, I consider it. I also am something of an asshole. So there have been times where someone's asked me how many children I had, and I said I can't have children. And that sort of made them feel bad and scurry away. But I'm trying to be a better Christian in the coming months. Did want to do this last week, but I had the flu and had no voice. for those of you who are new to the podcast, we have a wealth of archives. You can find them on our website, whiskeywineandmoonshine.com, or you can go through your different podcatcher apps and scroll back and find some episodes that you haven't listened to. We'll also be at some point doing a final wrap up for Underground, the WGN show. I know some of you guys may have heard Sojourner Verdad and I do maybe a little over the first half of the season, or maybe we just did the first half. At any rate, we'll be coming to you with that. And for those of you who have gone to our website and given us your email addresses so that you will be up to date when we do anything else, or maybe record other shows, thank you. Those of you who have not, please go ahead and rush on over there. The other thing I want to ask you guys to do, since we are here, you may as well go ahead and give us a 5-star review. We've seen our numbers, so we know that you guys are listening, but you just aren't going over to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever it is and giving us a 5-star review. So if you could do that, it would be greatly appreciated. So I think that's it. If you're looking for the ladies, they are on Twitter. Lady Buddha's Twitter is at NDC Harp, like the instrument. So Joe's is at Sojo XOXO. I would say their websites, but I am unprepared. And so I don't have those things in front of me, and I've not committed them to memory because I now rely on technology and I just don't have my technology right with me to look that up really quickly without you guys hearing the sounds of the clickety clack of the keyboard. So again, thank you very much, KW, for writing in. And if anybody else has any additional feedback, feel free to send it. Cheers.